This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Defying Myanmar's military crackdown, anti-coup protesters in Mandalay held a rally at dawn on Sunday. The early morning rally meant to avoid major confrontations with security forces and police. Medical personnel, including doctors, nurses, medical students, and pharmacists in white coats, joined pro-democracy protesters marching overnight. They chanted and held banners saying, "Save our leader," referring to the country's former de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, "and save our future." Suu Kyi and other democratically elected leaders have remained in detention since February 1st. Mandalay has been a major hub of opposition to the military takeover. Other protests overnight from Kachin State in the far north of Myanmar to the south of the country, with residents lighting hundreds of candles. Military and police have continually used tear gas and live rounds to disperse the demonstrations. Hundreds of people gathered near the U.S. state of Georgia's capital to demand justice for the victims of shootings at massage spas in and around the city of Atlanta. The crowd Saturday called for an end to racism and xenophobia. Similar rallies were held around the country in protest over the killings of eight people at the three Atlanta area massage businesses. A 21-year-old white man is accused and in custody related to the killings. In Chicago, about 300 people gathered and hundreds marched in New York City. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. This is VOA News. India has reported its highest number of coronavirus cases in 4 months. The high numbers come amid a worrying surge that has prompted multiple states to return to some form of restrictions on public gatherings. The health ministry on Sunday reported nearly 44,000 new cases in the past 24 hours, the worst single-day increase since mid-November. The central Maharashtra state, which is home to India's financial capital, Mumbai, accounts for more than half of the new infections. According to the ministry, seven other states have been reporting a surge in new cases from the last week. India has so far reported more than 11.5 million cases of coronavirus infection, the world's third highest total after the United States and Brazil. Meanwhile, the world's largest vaccine producer in India has told three nations that their COVID vaccine shipments will be delayed. The Serum Institute has informed Brazil, Morocco, and Saudi Arabia that India's overwhelming need for the vaccine is causing the delay. The company has come under criticism for selling or donating more vaccines than inoculations put in arms in India. Brazil is in talks with the United States to import excess doses of coronavirus vaccines. That's according to its foreign ministry on Saturday. The South American nation recorded 79,000 new cases, just above that, of coronavirus infections in a 24-hour period, according to the health ministry, and reported more than 2,400 COVID-19 deaths. The talks between the U.S. and Brazil began on March 13th. On Friday, the U.S. said it was lending 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Canada and Mexico, but did not mention Brazil. The founder of BioNTech, which is partners with Pfizer in making one of the first coronavirus vaccines to be approved for use, is optimistic that the virus will be under control in most European countries by the end of summer. This despite a faltering vaccine rollout. In Germany, owners of shuttered shops and would-be holiday makers are increasingly restive over COVID-19 restrictions. Some 20,000 people protested against the lockdown in the central city of Kassel on Saturday. Police deployed water cannon and pepper spray after the demonstrations turned violent, with some demonstrators throwing bottles at police. The Biden administration is facing growing questions about why it wasn't more prepared for an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.